Daf Kuf Chaf, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, and we're holding right there at the Halakha Mishnah. Matzilin Sal, Malei Kikarot. Whatever it is we said before, nonetheless, you can take a large basket that is filled with a 100 loaves of bread, and save that on Shabbat too, even though we said before only Mason Shalosh Sedot. And this Afa Bishish Bo Me'asodot. I don't care if you'd be able to feed 100 people from there. The Yigur Shal Devela, and you can also save one large, with these giant fig cakes where they pressed hundreds of figs into one large container that was then able to stand on its own. And you can bring one large Chavit Shal Yayin, and it doesn't matter how much there is in there. The Omer La'acherim, you can tell other people, Bo Vatzilu Lachem, listen, guys, plenty of food for all, go enjoy yourselves. Vima Yupikrin, if these guys were smart, after Shabbos, they would expect us to do that work for nothing, baby. We want money. So, they can demand the money for the work they did after Shabbos.
What, getting food for themselves?
Oh, tomorrow we'll talk about that. Le'ekan matzilinota, and where are you allowed to carry this out to? L'chatzera mu'urevet. It's like before we had a machloket between the Tanakam and Ben B'teira, the Gabi Kitvei HaKodesh, as to whether we are machmir dafket, it would have to be a mavui sheino mefulash, was according to Ben B'teira, even a mavui mefulash. We also have a machloket. However, here it's slightly different. Everybody seems to be made it's only into chotzer, which is why the Gemara asked earlier, if it's talking about a mavui that's mitukan, why not? What's the difference between a mavui and a chotzer? The only question over here is, does that chotzer require an eruv chatzerot? Or even if not. So here the machloket is, according to Tanakama, only if there's an eruv in the chotzer, according to Ben B'teira, they were matir tilto derabonon in order to be matzil, for Shabbos, aflish einamu urevet. Ulesham motziko klei tashmisho, and the same place he's allowed to take out everything that he would need, which is all of his cups and his plates and his pots and anything that he would need for being able to eat in that day. Velovesh kol mahush mashu yacholi lavosh. He's also allowed to wear anything that he needs to wear. Viotev kol mashu yachol la'atov, and he puts over his head anything that he would normally be able to fit on his head. Rabbi Yossi says, no, let's not exaggerate. You can only take out the standard 18 articles of clothing, which is what was standard in those days and would have worn under normal circumstances. You could do this. Go out, take off those clothes, go back in, put on a new set of clothes, take that off, until every time you basically, you can be matzah everything you've got. And here you could tell other people, come on guys, come help me, not take for yourselves. Everyone's going to ask why. When it comes to the food, he says, only take for yourselves. And here he says, work along my side, meaning for himself. So first, let's take this issue from the top. Before we said, ask the Gemara of Tana Le'Resh, the beginning of this Mishnah said you're allowed to have 3 Seudot per person, right? And now, and that's it, too low. And now you're saying, I don't care if it's 100 Seudot, but make up your mind. Omer Avunah, well, isn't it obvious? I mean, the point over here is that it's all in one kli, right? As I say, you've got one barrel of wine, one sal that's full of 100 kikarot. So basically, you're doing one act of atzalah. So if you're doing bala hatzil, you're coming to do an act of atzalah, great, do an act of atzalah. But in the ratio, we were talking about, you're doing an act of atzalah. You're running back and forth, you're gathering together things, you're taking it out, everything's in a separate kli. Now we're talking about serious madness here, you know? And you're doing a lot of tircha. The more tircha you do, the more confused you get, the more likely you are to come and to actually be mechabe. So that's bala kapel. The kapel means to gather all together. And there, you're going to be caring from different things, and that's different. So bala hatzil, whatever, you're doing one act, whatever is there. Matzilut kulan. Bala kapel, ain't a makapel, a mazon shalor sudot. There we have to put on those strict limitations, because things can get out rapidly out of hand. And as we said, problems carrying into Rishut Rabim, or bringing kalim from Rishut Rabim, or putting out the fire, as the case may be. Rabbah bar Zavda Amar Rav says, no, you don't even need to come on to that. The truth is that even if he was bala kapel, it would be exactly the same thing. The nafkamin is to wear. V'lokasha, kano tachatzer. If you're carrying into the same chatzer that the fire was originally chalat. So over there, you're not taking out to a different chatzer where now over we can get into some serious tirchot and confusions. So then we put on limits. If it's li chatzer acharat, we have to have limits. But if it's v'lokasha chatzer, bring out even 100 things. Let me understand the point here. Is the point that there's only one thing that you're bringing out, or is the point that you're going wild collecting things? Well, let's say you take your talit, spread it out on the ground, Then you run all around the house, you throw everything onto the talit, and now you tie the talit, put it over your back, you're only carrying out one thing. But meanwhile, you've been bringing things, you're bringing things, throwing them in the talit. What are we looking at over here? Are we looking at the separate act of Hatzolah, or are we looking at the confusion of getting ready to do the Hatzolah? So, my, is that what you're calling Bola Hatzil, because you're taking out one kli? Or is that what you're calling collecting? When you say collecting, you mean either like Rabbeinu Prakhor, I mean, it learns to be collecting, you're going in and out of the house, or like all the other Rishonim learn collecting, you're carrying separate kelim out of the house. Grabbing this bag with this hand, this bag with that hand, putting them all together so you've got like with 10 things under your arm and another few things with your pinky and so on. That's madness. But as long as you'd be carrying everything out in one kli, that would still be Bola Hatzil, or is this Bola Kapel?
Same Chatzir?
No. He's not going with the Teretz of Seif Chatzir. He's going back to the original Teretz, which is the Daf Kamina Bola Hatzil and Bola Kapel. Ah, says Gemara, I'll bring you the Raya. Look, we're going to get into a moment what this means, but since Rava said that, well, Rav Shishbi drove Rav Chista crazy and got him to agree to him to a psak halacha that wasn't even true. Ate Rav Shishbi to Rav Chista. He fooled Rav Chista into agreeing with him. So that he was Doreish Ubavat Shaloyavi Klishu Marzik at Terbi Shalosh Sudot. Back in the other case we had where his barrel of wine breaks on the roof. So we said over there, bring a kli, put it under the barrel of wine. Just don't bring Caleb and put it next to the roof and to gather the wine up as it's falling, right? And so the question is, well, it doesn't say a size to that kli. So Rav Shishbi keeps pushing Rav Chista. He says, well, I mean, look, you're not allowed to be matzah more than Mazon Shalosh Sudot. So if that's the case, the kli that you put under the barrel should be limited by the number of sudot that you require. So Rav Chis finally agreed. Now Rava said, but that was in error. It was a mistake. We're going to see why he says it was a mistake. But since Rava says that when Rav Chis paskit, that the largest kli that you could put under the barrel is dafka machzik, shalosh sudot, and that's a mistake, so that means that according to Rava, you could put one kli that's as much as you want. Now look, when you put that kli under that barrel, you don't have anything in it yet. Okay, so now you're going to be sitting there waiting to collect. The wine is dripping out. For the wine to drip out is basically the equivalent of putting things into the talit. Because basically what we're being matir is, that's what Rava is saying, we're being matir using a kli despite the fact that this kli is going to have to be filled up. So the same thing should be true over here. You put your talit down, you have to fill it up, but it doesn't matter since it's only one talit. Therefore, Shema Amina, that's called one act of Hatzolah. Kebala Hatzil Dami V'Shaper Dami. That's okay. But by the way, why are you so convinced that it was a mistake? I mean, we're basing everything on Rava saying, this was clearly a mistake, right? I mean, how do you know it's a mistake? Omarle, I know it's a mistake because you're not reading carefully. What did it say over there? The Ketani, the Lashon was B'Vat Shelo Yavi Kli Acher V'Yiklot. Kli Acher V'Yitzaref. Okay, you got those words. Kli Acher. The point is, don't bring another kli. Isn't that telling you very clearly? My problem is that there's an additional kli. But if you would be able to get everything into that one kli, then it would be okay. So it's kli acher with the law. It's obvious that we don't care how much is going to be in that single kli. So therefore, in terms of the structure of Bala Kapela Bala Hatzil, it's obvious that dripping is a consideration similar to filling, and therefore it's Kabbalah Hatzil. And even though the Marsha asks, which I'm sure is bothering you all to some extent, I mean, how can you compare a wine dripping out of a barrel, what's happening on its own, to you running around the house being crazy and filling up the talit? Maybe that would be. But obviously we're not talking about the specific situation. We're talking about how do we define. The Marsha leaves the question hanging, but Lamais, we're talking about how do we define an act of Hatzolah and how do we define the act of Kippur. The next case that we had was where the guys are going to come, they're going to all help, and then they're going to present a bill after Shabbos, if they're smart. That's what the Mishnah said, if they're smart. I don't understand. What do you mean, if they're smart, they're going to give the guy a bill? What, are you crazy? If they're stupid, they'll give the guy a bill. If they're smart, they'll keep it. He said to them, go, anybody who needs food, go, you take the food. Fine, thank you very much, that was great, thank you. Delicious cholent, yeah, we really appreciate that. So what do you mean? Mefkira kazachu. Omer of Chista, well, I mean, these are guys, you know, it's Midas Hasidus, they feel bad. You know, the guy's, he doesn't really want to give away everything he's got, but, you know, he was caught by the fire. I'm not going to take advantage of his misfortune. Omer Rava, boy, these are real Hasidim, right? So now they're going to get paid for their work on Shabbat. I mean, that's real Hasidim. So Hasidim, Agra, the Shabbat, the Shakri, I mean, I understand it's not technically being paid for work on Shabbat. Because the only time it's also to be paid for work on Shabbat is if you make up in advance, I'm going to do this amount of work, this is how much I'm going to get paid. And over here, they're coming ex post facto and they want to be compensated. Okay, it's really mutter, but you can't say it's very nice. And we're talking about chassidim, you know. Chassidim don't mean our chassidim. These people that are makbet, they do the fi mishrat hadin, and are mevater on their own things. So you don't think that it's nice to be mevater, not to say, well, you know, I want to get paid for the work I did on Shabbat. So how can you call them chassidim? It's a mamonim shak. If they're not chassidim, they're idiots. If they don't keep it, if they are chassidim, they shouldn't get anything. We're not talking about chassidim or mevater their money. We're talking about people of Yirat Shamayim. They're not ready to be mavatar on money. Now, come on, there's limits. But they also don't want to take advantage of other people's misfortunes. I mean, it's obvious. You can have something in the middle, you know. He doesn't want to be nene from other people's money. But on the other hand, he doesn't work. We want to work for nothing. I mean, he's going to spend half a Shabbos carrying out stuff for the other guy. So what it's saying is, if they're smart, meaning if they're smart enough to understand that this situation is not usher to accept money for because it's not Schar Shabbat. Because Be'etzel, you really have something on your own, right? This is your own thing. You didn't make up to do something for pay. Now all you want to do is give it back to him, Lefibi Shirat Adin, but keep the money that was worth it for you to have your Shabbos ruined. So if they're smart enough to understand that the guy Gavna loves Schar Shabbat, there's no Isser in that, so then they'll come to him and they'll ask for the amount of money that they feel is due them. Osinim El Keshbon L'Achar Shabbat. Okay, Lehechan Matzilin, and then the mission continued on to say that this stuff has got a lot of wrong introductions from the printer. Ignore them. But anyway, the point that we want to talk about over here is the difference between the case of where he's telling people, help me carry out the clothes, or where he says, go take food for yourself. Why is it that we change the lashon? And here it says, bo vatzilo lachem, when it talks about the food. And here, but the clothing, it says, imi. Bo vatzilo imi. Well, says the Gemara, obviously, I mean, Avigabim is zonot katani lachem. That's because Mishmodolo kochotzi le'elam azon shalosh sudot. I mean, he can't say, help me, because he's not allowed to have more than three sudot per person. Baba legabi levushim, when it comes to the clothing, we're over there, he can have as much clothing as he wants. I mean, we already said he can go out and take off his clothes, go back in, put on more clothes. Because the point is, there's no limit to how many times you may want to put on something new for Shabbos, you know. And that's fine. You can wear 10 sets of clothing on Shabbat. What's wrong with that? But you can only eat 3 meals. So because of that, there he can ask them for help for himself. Turn around, Bonan. Loveshu, motzi, v'poshit, v'poshit, v'chozer, v'loveshu, motzi, v'poshit. He can do this. I feel like you call him kulo, if Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, look, there's 18 kelim. We also are makbid on. Makbid with 18 kelim. And what are these 18 kelim? Well, there's the miktarin, which sounds like a smoking jacket from the word katar, right? It means some type of upper, fancy overall coat that covers you. Not necessarily for outdoors, but it's the overall cover of your clothing. We'll see that there's a sheet-like thing that actually wraps you. There's the unkli, that's the wide skirt or full-body cover that you wear. There's the punda, that's the wide belt, which goes all the way on top. There's the kalbus, that's a quilted inner beged that's made out of pishta. Then there is the chaluk, which is your undershirt. And chaluk is the part that touches your skin. And that, too, is counted over here. That's, anyway, Rashi's Prater Rabbeinu Chananel argues, he holds that it's an upper chaluk. Then there are the apilayot. And the apilayot is, even though it uses Lashon Rabim, it's an apilayot, is a type of upper single talit type of thing that wraps you entirely. It's just a wrap. The ma'aforet is your turban. Then, counting as two, are the sparks. We wouldn't want to miss the sparks. The shnei sifrakim, these are supposed to be some type of belt-like affair. According to Rashi, why would we wear two? Which could be that they're garter belts, like we said earlier. So those are two. And according to some, these are gloves. Now that would make a lot of sense. Those would be two coverings for your arms. Shnei minalim, you've got two shoes. We're including that as two. Shnei anpilaot, which are warm socks, woolen socks. Shnei pargad, these are shorts that you wear. And mikmasayim is double. They come down to approximately mid your mid knee to your knee. And perhaps they were called two separate begadim because they connected in the middle. Maybe you pulled them on and then buttoned them together or something. According to others, the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, he learns that these are also covers that come up from your foot, so they're botei shokayim. You have the chagosha b'motnav, that's your belt, your standard belt on the chaluk, the kova shebarosho, which protects you from the elements above your turban, and then you have the sudar shebetzavaro, and that sudar is, well, we would call it a scarf, but actually in those days it was something that was more like a handkerchief, a kerchief that you would wear that you could use to, you know, to clean off your lips after eating and so on, or to wipe your brow, and that was held around your neck to be easily accessible. And now, a word from our dear president.
Dr. Heineken Mishnah.
Getting on to what one does in case of a fire moves us into the issue of grama, because even though we said we're afraid to put out the fire b'yadayim, you can do things to prevent a fire from spreading. Now, there'd be two ways of doing that. You can prevent it from spreading passively, so that you put something that's fireproof, let's say, in front of the door, and then the fire will not be able to run out of fuel. But you could also put out a fire actively through a grama. So let's say you take something that contains water, when it reaches a specific temperature, it shatters and the water spills out and puts out the fire, you know? Or maybe you can spread water along a sheet or something, so when the fire reaches it, it's actively put out. So there's a difference between just running out of fuel and cooling the actual fire. So this is what we're going to see in our mission. So Reb Shimon ben Hanan says, look, what you could do is you could take a fresh skin, an or shel gedi, and you could put it over your closet or they used to use these kind of, at the foot of the bed to store linen and so on. So a sheet, a tape has a wide one. Migdal is a closet that goes up where you have a chaz ben et or. So you've got a fire here. You could put the skin over the closet, and then that prevents the flames, because this thing is not flammable. What it does is it's bicharev. So it'll singe, but it won't burn. And that means that anything inside of the box is not going to get burned, because in the end, the fire will just run out of fuel. Not only that, you can use any type of containers you want, whether they're full of water or not full of water, to prevent the fire from spreading. Rabbi Yossi says, well, now, you can't use the type of kelim that would shatter when the fire reaches them, because then basically you're going to put out the fire. So oser b'kli cheres chadashim, which easily shatter if they're full of water, l'fishen yecholim l'kabel et or, they don't have yet the capability of standing up to heat. Because of that, ein bitpakein, they break and they put out the fire. So let's start from the beginning. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, let's say you've got a talit and you've got it caught on fire on one side of it. You can put water on the other side so that by the time the fire reaches the water, it'll get put out. Now, not only that, even if there's a chance, maybe even a good chance, but it's not a secretion, that the water will spread through capillary action on the talit, and it will ultimately get to the fire, put the fire out. That's also okay. Because in kafta, if the fire ends up getting put out by this water, as long as you didn't put the water directly on the fire, that's okay. Really? Meitfei, doesn't it say in the Braita that a talit that is caught on fire on one end, you could take the talit, spread it out, put it on as if you're normally wearing your talit, and if the fire goes out, you know what you do.
If you're waving it on.
Yeah, you know, when you put it on. Or a Sefer Torah that caught on fire. Then you can open up the Sefer Torah and read it. And if the fire goes out, so the fire goes out. Now, remember that there's two issues that are involved here. One is the question of it not being a secretion. So it's an enomit kaved directly to kivui. But the other is, of course, that if you're going to leave it, Rabbi Shimon holds that an enomit mitkaven is mutter. So first of all, some say even a leave it, Rabbi Yehuda, even though the case over here, he normally holds that an enomit kaven is osur. That's all chayim. It's a block answer to the goof. That's chayim. But an enomit kaven is osur, but it's potter. So letzorech, the issue of hatzola from a fire, many learn that Rabbi Yehuda was mutter also. Now, the question is over here, we're getting to name a mitkaven legabe the kibui. So, again, Rabbi Shimon l'shitato holds that amlokshen trich legufa is osir, but it's only osir rabban. So, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, holds your chayev chat, he holds chayev, he holds your pot, osir but pot. So then that means that basically what we're talking about is an eno mitkaven, which is not a psikresha on an osir rabban. So we've got a couple reasons to be making over here. So therefore, in kava kava, So, but this is certainly not the same as actively pouring water on it. I mean, there's a big difference between doing something which is part of its use, putting water where obviously the point of the water is to actually cause kivui, when the grand kivui, when the fire gets to it. So now, how did Rav get away with saying that you could actually pour water on it if it says over here you can only just go through the normal motions that you would with it? Put it on, read it. Ah, that's because Rav was going like Reb Shimon ben Anas. What did Reb Shimon ben Anas say? That you can take the skin and you can put it over. Wait, what do you mean? But all Reb Shimon ben Anas says, he didn't say about water, he said the skin is micharech, right? Which means that in the end the fire will not be able to spread to the contents of the closet. So that's only a gram for non-spreading, but gram kibui? Did he say it actively put something that it will put it out? Did he ever say that? Oh, yes, indeed, says the Gemara, he did. Now, the Rabbi Yochanan learns, no, it doesn't mean yes, indeed, Reb Shimon ben Anas holds that. It means yes, indeed, the Tanna Kamma holds that. Because the next piece of the Mishnah, I understand to be true, like the Tanna Kamma, not Reb Shimon ben Anas. But we'll see. Because since it says in the Sefer, Reb Yossi says, do not use kalim that are going to crack in the heat if they're full of water. What does that tell you was the sheet of the Tanna Kamma before? That it was mutter. Tosfos says, well, obviously it's mutter. Well, what's the point of the Mishnah of saying bein malayim, bein rekanim? Bein malayim means whether they're full of water or they're not full of water. I mean, we need to be medayik from the fact that he argues. What do you think the difference is between a kli full of water or not? So Tosfos says that itself wouldn't have been a raya, because I might have thought that we're talking about kalim that don't break in water, in fire usually. The water won't be released. The only reason that Tanna Kamma mentioned, even if they're full of water, is because we might have thought you'd make a gezeira not to use water at all, because maybe someone would come to use kalim that will break and release the water. But now that we see this, we understand that indeed that's the machlokas the Tanna Kamma holds. Now, whether that's Reb Yossi Bar Nana, this is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, which others shouldn't get involved in. But the Tanna Kamma basically holds that a gram kibui, active kibui, is mutter. And Reb Yossi holds it's aser. Turn around, Bonner. You have a ner. Remember that a ner is not what we call a ner. A ner is a lamp. And you have a ner which is on top of a tabla, which is on your tablecloth, on your table. So this is a little, you know, a little piece of cloth, wood, and you need to take it off. You need to clean off your table. So what can you do over there? If you have a narrow gabi tabla, you can be menayer at that tabla. You know, you can shake it off, and if the lamp goes off, you know, it goes off. I'm the Rabbiani. Oh, wait a minute. This is only if you accidentally left the narrow on the tabla, okay? Because if you didn't accidentally leave it there, you put it there, then it became a basis of the maral source. Then the whole tabla itself is awesome. Because you meant to leave it there like a tchila. If you meant to leave it there like a tchila, then you're moving something that is muktzeh itself because it was miyuchad for the lamp. By the way, the Ri says it's got to be talking about the case where the lamp doesn't have oil in it. Because if it has actual liquid oil, then you know you're going to spill out the oil, but you're not allowed to be mistapik. Removing fuel from a fire. So removal is the same thing as putting it out. You're not allowed to be mistapek. That's mamish kibui. So the truth is, in the Rishalmi, they learned this whole circus talking about that the lamp isn't on anymore. And that it's not im kova kova. Okay. So it's only coming to tell me that you can be mitaltel in this fashion through niur, where you're not actually touching the thing that's osir. But this, of course, is dependent on what sheet do you hold about a ner shekova. This is a machlokas. Again, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which we'll get to, legabe mukta. Okay, but we'll talk. We're getting to Muktzah soon enough. Hold your horses. Now, Tana Ner Shachori Hadelet. How about if you've got a door, and on the back of the door, there's a lamp. Now, every time you open the door, basically you're shaking that lamp, and you may put it out. So if you have a Ner Shachori Hadelet, well, it doesn't matter. You know, open the door, go in and out. I mean, your kavona is not to put out the lamp. And if it goes out, yeah, it goes out. What can you do? In kofta, kofta. Well, Rav cursed out anybody who did that and had a lamp on the back of their door and used their light on later up. I understand what Rav is pretty light with these curses over here. Why was he cursing people out? For what? What did they do wrong? Is it because Rav holds like Reb Yehuda? And therefore, according to him, even though it's a Dovr Sheinu Mitkaven to put it out, but Reb Yehuda holds it's Aser. And the Tana that says that it's Mutter to move that door is obviously going like Reb Shimon holds the Dovr Sheinu Mitkaven is Mutter, and since over here doesn't have to go out, so it would only be a Dovr Sheinu Mitkaven, it's not a psik ratio. Are you trying to tell me that because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, anybody holds like Rabbi Shimon gets cursed? That's crazy. Of course that can't be the pshat. So called a tanik Rabbi Shimon milat layitli? Oh, Marley, no, obviously not. The point is that Rav held that Ba'afil Rabbi Shimon made. Rabbi Shimon would also be made here because Abaye of Rav Adam Ritarvayu made Rabbi Shimon the psik reisha velo yamut. He held that this was a psik reisha. Now, what did the Tana hold? There's a lot of different shittas among the Rishonim. Some say Tana didn't agree, and that they hold there's no nafkamina al libra Rabbi Shimon between a psik reisha and a lot of psik reisha. Some of the Rishonim actually say that. That's what this Tana holds. But others say that, look, even Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, the problem would be whether I'd be made that it's us, not that it's chayim. In this case, of course, where we're talking about a malach shein tzricha legufa, it's only a derabbana, even though it would be mechaba, because I don't want the pecham. The only case where mechaba is a diorita is where I'm putting out a fire to create, it's a creative act of putting out a fire. So I'm trying to create charcoal. Obviously, that's not my intent over here. Therefore, they taina, all that this Tana is saying is that where is Rabbi Shimon made with a psik reisha v'lo yabut, where there's an issur d'oraita, but where it's an issur d'rabbanan to be makbid on a dover shein miskaven because it's a psik reisha, that we never see that Rabbi Shimon was so makbid. So that was the machlokas over here. Do we say that it's us or psik reisha even only on a d'rabbanan, or is it only on a d'oraita? Omer Rav Yehuda, poteach adam delet keneged hamedura. Guy's got a fire burning, and he opens up the door, and even though when he opens up the door, obviously he oxygenates the fire, and it may be windy, and he can still do that on Shabbos. Well, Abaye cursed the guy out who would do that. Lay it all at Abaye. Now, I understand. What are we talking about over here? But my Askina, are we talking about a case where we have a storm, or do we just have a normal weather? So if we're talking about a Ruach Mitzuya, so that's normal weather. What's wrong with opening a door to a room where there's a fire? And I mean, if we're talking about where you're actually going to have a big wind coming, and God knows what it'll do, so then why would anybody be mad at you? Says the Gemara, no, do you know? In other words, you'll open up the door, all of a sudden, maybe today there's a big wind here, you're not aware of it, or maybe you forgot to look. Or maybe you don't realize there's an afkamina. So marzav gazvina, marzav elo gazvina. Well, my dear Ron, look, it's too likely. You let people do this. Who's going to be medactic specifically? This is calm, this is a windy. Yeah, so that was the machlokas, why it was liatol. Oisin mechitza. Okay, so now we have a machlokas. Rav Yehuda says, don't use breakable kelim if they have water in them. Whereas apparently we brought it right. I don't know, you can even use breakable kelim. Set it up in such a way, fire gets there, kelim break, fire goes out. So, in other words, what you're telling me is the Rabbanon hold Gram Kivui is mutter, and Rabbi Yossi holds that Gram Kivui is usser, right? That's all very nice, except for the fact that a Braita says, the Tanya, Osin mechitza bekelim reikanim ubimleim she'en darkan leishtaber. You're allowed to make a mechitza, and you can even use a mechitza with kelim that have water in them, but only if they don't normally break. And what do we mean by kelim that don't normally break? Kelim leim she'en darkan leishtaber. You know, your metal pressure cooker. It's not going to break in a fire. So you can fill that up with water. Rabbi Yossi says, you can even use klicheres. Even clay, well, as long as it's strong klicheres, you know, the stuff from Abu Ghosh, Kfar Shichin, or clay Kfar Hananya, you know, that's okay. That's also in Darkan Lishtaber. Now, look, I'm not asking yet. I'm gonna get to my really big questions. But right now I'm showing you that the direction is wrong. Rabbi Yossi is the one who's being more makel. I mean, it's true he's not openly being matir. But he's being more makel. The rabbanan being more makel. How did that happen? In our mishnah, it was switched around. The v'chitema, maybe you'll tell me that we should switch around the shitot in the braita, in the mishnah. And then why does Rabbi Yossi in the braita say only if we're going to switch it around? Then that means Rabbi Yossi should be matir even putting it out, right? So why does he say only use Kfar Hananya type keres? He's saying even you guys who are machmir and you don't want to use kalim that will put out the fire. Don't tell me you can only use a pressure cooker, for heaven's sakes. What's wrong with using strong earthenware that doesn't break in fires, like Kfar Hananya and so on? That's what he's saying with Divrei Kama. No, come on, you can't say that, because we know very well that the girsa we have is correct, because of the fact that Omar Rabba Bar Taklifa Mishmei Rav, I want it made very clear, the Tana that holds Gram Kivui is Osir, is Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so that's not the solution. So the solution is that the Braita is all Reb Yosi. And in fact, you need to clarify. There's a little piece missing. Kasur Mechaser. Halki Katani. The way to read the Brisa is like this. And what are kelim shein darkan lishtaber kli matachot? And klei kvar shekhev klei kvar Hananya Nami are in darkan lishtaber. And why is this? Because Reb Yosi explained that even though he's machmir about using kelim that may break, klei kvar Hananya and kvar shekhev and klei kvar Hananya are okay in darkan lishtaber. All right, but now I want to get to the teeth of my problems. Because I find that in general, the Rabbanan are makbid on Grummas, and Reb Yosi is not makbid on Grummas. And why does it come to Shabbat and Gram Kivoy that we find a reversal of their shittot? Now here's the case. A guy has got the Shem Hashem written on his skin.
Tattooed.
No, not tattooed. It's removable. Ink. Can he go to the mikveh? Can he wash it? Okay, now look. Here it says, "Harezel lo yirchotz." Don't wash it. Don't put oil on it. Lo yisoch. Don't stand in a place where things are dirty. It's a bizoyin for the shame. The next couple months, can't use the bathroom. Obviously, they have to cover it. Nizdam lo tefila shom mitzvah. If there's a chiyuv to go to the mikveh, so then you put some gummy over it. So you tie reed over the shame, and then you can be yored v'tovel. That way, at least you don't expose it directly to the water. Reb Yosi Omer, nah, it's not a problem. Come on, man. Yored v'tovel kedarko. Just don't actively rub it off. So how do you explain the fact that they reversed their shittot? Over here, Reb Yosi says, if it's only a grama, the water gets it, it's okay. Well, here, Reb Yosi said, oh, you gotta make sure that the things don't shatter and put out the fire. And the Rabbanan over here, the ones who say, you gotta be very careful. Can't even be grandma. And over here they say it's okay if it shatters, it puts out the fire. Complete reversal of shittot. No, it's different over there. Very different. Look, what is the basis of the iser of erasing the Shem Hashem? Okay? Look at the pasuk. We learn it out from the contrast to the way we're supposed to act with Avodah Zarah. So it says, smash their mizbechot, break their matzevot, burn their asherot. And then it says, vibatam et shmam min hamakom, wipe them out. And then the next pasuk says, "Lo tasun ken Hashem Elokeichon." Don't act that way. The things that have the Shem Hashem on it. Okay. So what does that mean? To actively lo tasun, actively go out to destroy. But that means passively, which is grama be'alma. It's okay. So the pasuk is essentially telling you, "I'm only makbid on asiyah. I'm not makbid on passivity." Oh yeah, it's a beautiful pshat, except for the problem of malacha. The Torah is also only usur on lotas sekol malacha. It's exactly the same thing. I'm not only makbid on active malachas. I'm not makbid on passive malachas. It's the same word. So I mean, why here is it usur? It says lotas sekol malacha. You could say the same argument. Asiyah who does only direct asiyah gurama is mutter. Well, I mean, the truth is mitosh adam ba'ulal mamono. Look, the difference is not because of the dinim of groma, but because of the question of whether he's going to come to do it biyadai. That's the point. So maybe the issue in Reb Yosi is he wasn't really makbid on the fact that the fire will be put out. He is worried about the fact that if you let the guy put water in it, something that he'll figure, why wait? Pour the water now. So he'll come because of his behala, he'll come to put out the fire. But maybe normally, you're right, he wouldn't be makbid. Okay, but so then you're even making it worse, vis-a-vis the Rabbanan. I mean, you've come up with a possibility for Reb Yosi, but you've strengthened the kasha of the Rabbanan against the Rabbanan. If even in a case on Shabbat, where Adam is bohul al mamon osharu, they're matrit, despite the fact that he may come to put it out, so for sure over here with the Shem Hashem, for sure they should be mat. Okalok, old shiken. Can I ask you something? Have you been really thinking clearly on this issue? V'tizbra. But can we look at this again? It says you're only allowed to go to the mikveh if you tie some gemi. Okay. Have you tied the gemi tight? Or have you tied the gemi loose? Because if you tied the gemi tight, it's a chatzitza. So you didn't go to the mikveh. If you tied the gemi loose, so then you're wiping out the shame with the water. So obviously there's something strange about this halacha, isn't there? So v'tizbra. Hai gemi echidami. Idem ha'adek. It's tight, it's a chatzitza. If it's not mahadek, you're letting in the water. Wait a minute, hold on a second. I just realized something. A chatzitza, the ink is a chatzitza. How could you go to the mikveh anyway? You just maybe think it's I got a problem here, Chatzitza. Tevilei Mishum Dio. Before I get on to answer your question, what do we do about the ink? No, it's talking about the ink is still wet, okay? And it says, Beferish of the Brayta, blood, ink, honey, milk, if they're dry on your skin, then they're a Chatzitza. If they're damp, they're not a chot, not a Chatzitza. Okay, can we get back to my argument now?
Damp from its original kind of...
Yeah. Can we get back to my question? Enough for trying to change the topic. I'm asking you about the Gemi, okay, now. Mikomakom Kasha, you got an answer? So obviously you don't understand what's going on here, okay? Elam Arava Barav Shil, we're not talking about over here a iser of a garama of wiping out the shame. We are talking about whether it's shameful to be aimed bifnei Hashem naked. That's all. The issue is over here, do you have to cover the shame Hashem if you're naked? Right, so what are you telling me that Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no inyan to cover up the Shem Hashem and stand nakedly in front of Shem Hashem? So Michal Rabbi Yossi sovereign mutar lamod b'fnei Hashem aron. No, what Rabbi Yossi says, put your hand over the Shem. Well, what do you mean? I have tie gummy over it? If you want to be mechaber the Shem, put your hand over the Shem. You know, you go into the mikvah. Hey, that's a good point. So the Rabbanan nami, I mean, we're not talking about a chatzitza. It's covered. What's happening with what it's covered with? So, I mean, why don't the Rabbanan like that idea? So put your hand on it. One of the other hand. Because the Rabbanan hold, you may forget a hand you're moving all the time. Zimna de Mishnah. If a shakal, you may take it away. Well, that's also a good point, you know. Rabbi Yossi, aren't you worried? Maybe you'll forget. Zimna nami de Mishnah of a shakal. You're right. Okay, there's another issue over here. And what's the other issue? I'll tell you what the other issue is. How much time do you have to go to make? That's the other issue. If you have right near you some reeds, okay, everybody's made it. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah. Of course, if you've got something to put over it, please put over it. Let's be a mensch, you know? But off my skin, look, it's getting late in the day. There is no reeds. Now we're going to start looking around. Anybody got some reeds? I mean, you're not going to get into the mikveh. So Rabbanan would say, who cares? Tfila bizman alav mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to get into the mikveh now. You miss today, you'll go tomorrow. What's the big deal? So because of that, Madrina, look around for some gumi, because otherwise you may forget and you'll move your hand. Rabbi Yossi says, no, what's more important? Tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah is a chiyuv to go to the mikveh the day that you can go to the mikveh, you see. And therefore, it's better to go to the mikveh, use your hand for the kvod Hashem, try to remember not to move it, but don't spend the next hour running around for something you're probably not going to find, and meanwhile miss your tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. That's the machlokas here. Nothing to do with grama or anything of the sort.
What's going to the mikveh for?
Whatever it is.
One day.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Maybe it's as often. It's as eighth day. Who knows? Whatever the case is.
That day.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it now. The only problem is that Rav Yosef is the one who holds. We don't say Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. So this is a great Teret. But Vesava, Rav Yosef, Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. Does Rav Yosef hold that? Vatanya. Hazav, Hazava, Hamitzora, Hamitzora, Boel Nida, Tomei Meit. All of these people, remember, do not have a chiyuv to go to the mikveh the next day. They go tefillatan bayom. They could go on the day if it's the seventh day for the cases of Baal Nidah, of Zav Mitzera, Tomei Meis, the seventh day. They can go to the mikveh in the daytime, and the miktas yom of the Yom HaShviyah for the sphere is sufficient, and then that's fine. So if tonight's Yom HaKippurim, you know, you can go to the day. You can go on the day, and if the day is Yom Kippur, then they go on the day in order to be able to eat truma that night. Now, a Nida, who's only developed Balayla, Yoledet, Tfilatan Balayla, if the Layla works out to be Leil Yom Kippur, a Balkari, Stova Vahola Kol Yom Kulo, and that's his day. So he needs a Tfila, a Takona Zezra, or he wants to eat Tyrus. Okay, so he goes to the Mikveh anytime. Rabbi Yossi says, now wait a minute, if it's Yom Kippur, okay, and he was Reya Kari after Mincha, so he's already was Mispalel Mincha, so he can wait till the night. What does he have to go to the Mikveh on Yom Kippur for? You already daven, so there's no chiyuv to go to the mikveh. And then for Meiriv, you can go to the mikveh before Meiriv. So, yeah, you don't tzarech litvo. So I don't understand. So he's saying there is no mitzvah. You don't take tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. Now you told me Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. I'm very confused. Ah, no, that wasn't Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Remember the case that we had in Nida, where the poor woman has to go 80 times, 90 times, 95 times, whatever it is, to the mikveh because of the suffix. Maybe today is the day, maybe today. But she can never anyway be Torah because it's always misupik. Maybe it's tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the point of going every day? Go at the time when she's finally ready to be Torah. So she's tovelas only at the end. Dayat tefillah b'achrona, obviously over there. The machlok is whether tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. or whether you go to the mikveh to be tar, not because of the mitzvah, go to the mikveh. You're going to confuse between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi himself votes tefillas on a mitzvah, therefore don't run around looking for Gemi or waiting for Richie. The idea is to go to the mikveh while you can. Matzilin salma le kikarot afo pishish bo meyas udot vi igur shol de belava chamit shol yain bo belacherim bo vatzilu lachem. Vim ba yupikrim, osim emo cheshbon achar shabbat. Leichan matzilin otam achatzer amurevet. Ben mitira omer, af lashen amurevet. Ulo sham motzi kol klei tashmisho, velovesh kol ma sheyachol lilvosh, veotef kol ma sheyachol la'etov. Rabbi Yossi omer, no, only 18 kelim that normally are worn. I thought we said in the Reisha, whatever's in the container. Pireis talito. Now he runs around the kipel v'niach in his talit. Kipel v'niach. My. Kevala atzil dami or kevala kapel dami? Ah, min yoma rova. Ate rev shiz bil rev chista. V'dara shumavad shalo yavikli. Shumachzik yoter mishalosh sudot. In the case of the broken chavit on his roof, shma mina, that's the equivalent to kevala atzil dami v'shaper dami, because he says that's a mistake. How do you know it's a mistake? So you see the whole akpada is what? It drives me crazy when they put in the wrong words there. Okay, it should say, what kind of cheshbon? What are they, crazy? They could have kept the whole thing. Mefkira kazoku. Omer of chista midat chasidut shanukan. Omer Rava, yeah, midat chasidut, to get paid for work on Shabbat. That's a heck of a chasidut. So agra l'shabbat ha-shakle. El Omer Rava, we're not talking about a chasid. We're talking about Yorei Shamayim, maskina. Lo nechale de litanei me'acherim. On the other hand, I'm not going to be mavater on money that's mine. Bechinam nami lo nechale de litrach. Meaning, they're smart enough to know that Kahai Gavna loves Sakhar Shabbatu. So then, Osim Mokheshbon Achar Shabbat, Ulaechon Matsimi, Maishna Achar Diktani Lachem, Umaishna Achar Diktani Imi. Again, it has nothing to do with Laechon Matsilin. Wrong quote. It should have said Bova Tzilu Imi. Right quote. How come over here it says Lachem and there it says Imi? Amen. Because he couldn't say, go save me. He's only right to Mazon Shalosh Sudot. Avagabi Levushim, where he could put on as many as he wants. Katani Yimi, Mishim Dekochatsilay, Lekula Yuma. Tana Rabbanan, Lovesh, Umotzi, Uposhet, Vechozer, Lovesh, Umotzi, Uposhet, Afilu Kalayim, Kula, Devar Bimeir. Rabbi Yosem, Shmanasa Kilim, Veilim, Shmanasa Kilim. The Maktoran, the Unkli, the Punda, the Kalbusha, Pishtan, the Chaluk, the Apilio, the Maaforet, the Shnei Saparkin, Shnei Minolim, Shnei Apilio, Shnei Pargad, Chagor Shebe Motnav, Kova Shebe Rosho, Sudar Shebe Tzavaro, Rabbi Shimon ben Anasomer, Porsin Or Shel Gedia Gabishitat Eval Mindal, Shachaz Ben Ataur Meplechu Mechare, Osin Mechitza Bechol HaKelim Ben Melayim, Ben Rekanim, Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekle Cheres Chadashim Leimayim Levishen Yechulim Lekabel At Ha'ur Vein Mitbakim Umechabin At Adleka Actively Om Rabbi Yonam Rav Talit Shechaz Bo Ha'ur Mitzad Echad Notnim Alei Amayim Mitzad Acher En Im Kafta Kafta Vakiyadu Meitve Talit Shechaz Bo Ha'ur Mitzad Echad The most you could do is Poshta Metkasaba And then Im Kafta Kafta You don't put it on water? All Rabbi Shimon ben Anas said is that the skin can be put on because it's becharech. He didn't say you can pour water over it. Gram kiboy miyomar. Yeah, miriktani sefer. Rabbi Yossi Oserbik lecheres chadashim meleim maim. Sheinavi yecholim lekabelat haur vein bitpakim vechabinat adleka. Clearly the Tanakame held that it was mutter. Tana Rabbana. Ner shagabi tabla. Menaerat ha-tabla v'inofelet and im kafta kafta. Armed of Rabbi Yonai, that's only if he forgot it there and therefore was not koveid as a basisa dover haser. If he put it there, meniach nas a basisa dover haser. Tana, ner shachor yadela poteach meno el kedarko. V'im kafta kafta light ala Rav. Amale Ravina Ravach bring Rav, Amale Ravach bring Rav Lervashi. How come Rav so upset? My time alayeto? Is it because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana is saying like Rabbi Shimon is Dovr Shein and Miskabin is Mutter? I said, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he cursed out anybody who holds like Rabbi Shimon? Oh, Amale, no. Rav held that Rav Philip Shimon made it. The Abaye of Rav and Amr Davai made it Rabbi Shimon, Psik Reisha Velo Yamut. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Poteach Adam Delet Keneged HaMedura B'Shabbat. Layet Ala Abaye. So, B'may Askinam. Ilay Mabruch Mitzuyah, my time in Amanda Osa. And he baruch shein amitzuyah, my time in Amanda Shorin. Leoilam baruch mitzuyah, mar sefer gazrina, mar sefer lo gazrina. Osin mechitza, even with melayim, and so on. So, in other words, Lomim and the Rabbanan sefer gram kivui mutter, Rav Yossi sefer gram kivui osa. I thought, you could show me in the time. Osin mechitza bekelim rekanim ubleim shein darkan lishtaber, ve'elu melayim shein darkan lishtaber, klei matachot. Rabbi Yossi, why klei matachot? Even klei kvashik and klei kvachananya, ein darkan lishtaber. Now, v'chitema epuch matnitin. And as far as why Rabbi Yossi in the Braita is speaking in this fashion, he's saying l'divrechem, in other words, you hold, you can't. But yeah, you could have at least included Kfar Hanan. I hope you could use anything, even breakables. Umimatzit afachtala. Oh, I'm a rabbi bar tachlifa. If you're talking about swinging things around. Even the switcher said, Mishre the Rab, Mantana Gram Kivoyos Rabbi Yossi, Eloyolam Lotepuch, Ubraita Kulo Rabbi Yossi, Vechatsuribechas, Revokikatani. Osin mechitza bekelim rekanim uvim leim shein darkan lishtaber, which are kelim masim shein darkan lishtaber klei matchot and even klei kvar shichin klei kvar chanin and ami ein darkan lishtaber. That's what you put in. She Rabbi Yossi Omer af klei kvar chanin and shichin and klei chanin and kvar shichin are ein darkan lishtaber. Okay, so then. We have in Chalak, Stira, and the Ikert, in Rami the Rabbanon Rabbanon, Rami the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Rishon Hayashem Katula Besoro, Arezo Lo Yerchot, Lo Yasuch, Lo Yamot, Bok Bati Nofet, Nizdan Lo Tvila Shom Mitzvah, Korech Ale Agemi, Veyorid, Vetovel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Na, Lam Yerot, Tovel, Kedarko, Bevat Shlo Yishav Shefeno, But Shani Atam, the Omar Krob, Ferish, only the bottom of Shmam and Abokamo, Lotasun can Hashem Lokev, the Dafka Sia is also Grom and Shori, Nu, and by Shabbos, where it says Lotasakom Aloka. Say the same thing? Asia Udas, the Grom and Shori. Okay, maybe the point is that Rabbi Yossi over there is Marachmir. Mitosh Adam Bahulam Amanoi Shrita Lati Lechviye. See, you're making even the Kash of the Rabbanon worse. If even over there Rodam is Bolam Amanoi, they say it's not a problem. So, Achalo Koshike. So, let me ask you something. Tisbra, this Gemi. You really think it's in order to prevent a groma? Hechidami, either mahadik and doesn't let the water in, then it's a chatzitza. Either lo mahadik, so it's going to let the water in anyway, so what's the point? Hey, wait a minute. Chatzitza, you just reminded me. What about the dio itself? Forget the dio itself. The dio itself is damp, okay? Tetyani, Adam, Adio, Advash, Chalav, Yaveshi, Chotzi, Lachin, Ein Chotzi. Let me get back to my point then, all right? Mikomakom, Kasha, Elom, Rava, Barav, Shila, the whole thing over here has nothing to do with erasing the shame. So what are you telling me? That Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to be Yomi Lefei Hashem Aron? No, Rabbi Yossi says, put your hand over it. Monach Yodei Eluye. Yeah, that's a good point. Rabbananami Monach Yodei Eluye. Well, your hand, you're going to move your hand away. But naturally, you won't think about it. Zimin Mishle V'Shakele. That's also a good point. So Rabbi Yossi Nami, Zimin Mishle V'Shakele. You're right. And the truth is, Ida Ika Gemi Achinami Barach Mayaskinan La Duria Gemi. The Rabbanan say, look, what's the difference? You'll miss today. You could be Tevil tomorrow. Who cares when you go to the mitzvah? Because Tefillah is Mana Lab Mitzvah. So run around and look for some Gemi. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Sava Tefillah is Mana Mitzvah. We don't allow you to run around because it's more important to get into that mikvah on time. What? Sava Rabbi Yossi Tefillah is Mana Mitzvah. Wherever he became a Balkari. Rabbi Yossi says, well, now wait a minute, if you already done mincha, I mean, why should you go to the mikvah Yom Kippur? He doesn't have to wait till tonight. Ain't it certainly full? I thought Rabbi Yossi told Tefillah was on a mitzvah. I hear Rabbi Yossi review the Yomar about the woman who was a Safek. He says, Daya Tefillah Ba'achron.